clerk please indicate who's present?
Representatives Lynn, Peterson, Olson, Guttenberg, Heron, Johansson, and Speaker Chenault.
Are there any guests for introduction? Representative Lynn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce some of my guests back here. If you please stand up and I call your name, Sean Aspen and Mrs. Aspen and their beautiful daughter back here visiting from our District 31, and they just had a look at your chambers.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me a great pleasure to introduce two new members of my staff, neither of whom have had the opportunity to attend a technical session, but Anna Latham and Jennifer Sinnett are in the far gallery behind the pillar, and if they could please stand, and could you please help me welcome them to their first technical.
Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is an honor today to introduce two people, Chuck and June Degner in the Taylor Gallery. Chuck is a former legislator from Unercleet, and June is a writer and a poet and the daughter of a former legislator. So please join me in welcoming.
We would be honored to give you the floor if you would like to pass along words of wisdom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring greetings from Unalakleet, Alaska. They're expecting a lot of you. And we're very happy that you're working hard and swiftly. I understand you have a 90-day session, and we're proud of all you and wish you well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any other guests for introduction? Representative Lynn.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce Alec Gamark, a guest back here. They used to be in my district, and then they moved out. I don't know what vote I took that made that happen, but anyway, they moved out.
Any other guests for introduction? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today.
Are there messages from the other body?
And there are no messages from the other body, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any communications?
From the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the findings and recommendations for the State Training and Employment Program, the STEP Task Force report to the 26th Legislature. I have no further communications.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 13, Constitutional Amendment Secretary of State references, attaches a fiscal note recommending due pass Gatto, Seaton, Gruenberg, Wilson, Peterson, Lynn. No recommendation, Johnson. The report was signed by Representative Lynn. Chair, House Joint Resolution 13 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 101, Exemptions, Life Insurance, Annuities, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass Lynn, Chenault, Coghill. No recommendation, Book, Holmes, and Olson. Report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. House Bill 101 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. I have no further standing committee reports.
Are there any reports of special committees?
And there are no special committee reports today.
Are there any committee announcements? Are there other announcements? Special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent this House stand on adjournment until Monday, February 23rd at 11 a.m.
There being no objection, the House will adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, February 23rd.